Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th Venice International Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Axel from France, who is part of the 27 Times Cinema project. Welcome, Axel.
Thank you so much.
So, first of all, let's tell our listeners what this project is about and why you are here.
So 27 Times Cinema is made of two parts. There's the one part happening in Venice specifically, where we have to be jurors for the Giornate degli Autori competition. And one thing I forgot to say, but that's the most important thing. It gathers 27 cinephiles from each country of the EU.
European Union.
So it's a unique experience in life. I don't think any of us will have the chance to be 27 from each country ever again. And then the second part, we have to act as ambassadors of the Lux Audience Award all year long, so until next September, to promote this prize, because it's a selection of five films, and then the audience, like anyone from the EU, has to vote for their favorite films. And it's a very good way to promote European films and engage audience in actually watching films, having opinions about them, and debating. So I think it's also, in terms of European policy, it's a great way to engage people, yeah.
And why did you apply for this project?
So I really wanted to go to Venice, but that's not the only reason. I really wanted to be part of this long-term community of cinephiles. I feel like we are all in a time of our lives, because we're between 20 and 25, that we want to build a network to really have these opportunities of working in a pan-European
context.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's also a very important thing to do when we have so much competition going on in the world. Like, we need to stick together and bring subjects that that are important to us and try to.
Which role would you like to, play in the film industry in your next future? Are you studying for something in particular, or you are just experimenting something?
So I've been working for film festivals actually for 3 years.
Ah, okay. So here you feel at home, more or less?
No.
No.
I mean, I've never been here, so it always feels like a different. It's it's very overwhelming when you arrive. But yeah, worked for 2 years, and I got a bit tired of it, to be honest, because of all the crowds, all the work, the extra hours. And so I decided to work for a film sales company, and it's going really well. I have a high interest in documentary, and in this company we're selling a lot of documentaries. And it also, for me, it's a great way to also see which film interests what territory. So it's also a good way to look at the European Union and the world, through the lens of cinema, and see what's trending, what certain territory doesn't like at all, So it's a good way to understand other.
And why do you think cinema is so important? Is so important nowadays?
Oh, so many reasons.
Yeah,
I mean, culture. I think in general, because I have a background in culture studies. I think it's just a way to. It's the good way to emancipate people. When you have like an enhanced cultural offer, you just, able to have a lot of critical thinking about what's going on in the world. And
do you think that cinema is equally accessible to anybody or not?
I think it's getting better with time. I've seen it in the cinema I'm representing, for example. In terms of accessibility, for people that have handicap, for example, people that are deaf, I think there's a lot of things that are being set at the moment. I know that there's a lot of policies, and even in Europe at cinemas, I think they do a lot of a workshop about that. But it's not only about handicapped people. I also think, people that are usually excluded from cinema places. For example, the cinema I'm represented, there's a big challenge in including immigrant communities, for example, working classes. So I don't think, I think in the perfect world, it is accessible to everyone, but theoretically it's accessible to everyone, but in the facts, it's kind of the same crowd that are attending screening. So yeah, I think we really need to collectively work on that.
To work on that.
Yeah.
To close the interview, just summarize your experience here in Venice in three words.
Connectivity, friendship. I think it's a thing we don't really talk
you
about
that
much.
You built up many...
I think we were very quick to connect all of us together.
Mm-hmm.
And on the very first day, we were already friends in a way. it was quite impressive. I've been in a lot of groups and it was the first time, you know, I felt so, you know, included in a group like that.
Well, even two are enough, and it's fine. It's because you are the first actually who talked to me about friendship. That is something that, you know, human speaking is important in such projects. Okay, so Axel, it was a pleasure to talk with you, and this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.